So you have come here for information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
We dug up a lot of good dirt.
On My Talk.
Listen and learn.
Legendary AC/DC rhythm guitarist Malcolm Young died on Saturday. He was only 64. There's no official cause of death, but he retired back in 2014 because he was dealing with several health issues, including dementia. Country Music Hall of Famer Mel Tillis died yesterday as well. He was 85. And Tim McGraw called him one of the coolest guys in country. Billy Ray Cyrus said he was the kindest man he had ever known.
I remember watching him on Hee Haw.
Yes.
Like, he was on. He was a frequent guest on Hee Haw.
Yes. And then we're not so sad about this one. Charles Manson finally passed away. He was 83 in prison.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye, Felicia.
Yes, and I really liked what the district attorney said. She said today, you know, we might want to be tempted to talk a lot about him, but let's go ahead and remember the victims.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's who needs to be talked about today.
Yep.
All right, David Cassidy from the Partridge family is in a hospital in Florida in critical condition. Sources say his organs are shutting down. It might already be too late for a recovery.
Oh,
so young,
very young, so young. You think of teen heartthrobs and of the 70s, and he's on the top of that list, man. I mean, with the Partridge family and then his own solo career. I mean, my mother was among his fans, and so sad.
All right, Pink rocked the American Music Awards. She was probably the highlight of last night, performing on wires halfway up the side of a building. Meanwhile, Diana Ross got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and Bruno Mars picked up 7 trophies, including Artist of the Year.
Yeah, Bruno.
Definitely deserved. Mm-hmm.
And a little bit later, we'll talk about Christina Aguilera's tribute to Whitney Houston and the 25th anniversary of The Bodyguard. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
All right. Yeah. Harrison Ford was driving on the freeway yesterday when he stopped to help a woman who had run her car off the road into an embankment. Luckily, she only suffered minor injuries. And of course, people were right there taking pictures of Harrison Ford
of
being an action hero.
Did he have a hat on? did he forget it?
No, he did not have that Indiana Jones hat on.
He didn't have the fedora on?
No.
That's a shame.
Reviews of Star Wars Battlefront 2 aren't that great. They say it's its own worst enemy. It's the sequel, of course, to Star Wars Battlefront. And they did improve on some things. And Jason, you can speak about this probably a little bit later. But they're saying that there was terrible progression in the storyline and things were rushed. And it just really doesn't fit together.
Oh, I don't mind that. I really love the game. I have it.
Okay.
And I enjoy it. They're just being too picky, in my opinion.
All right. And let's see. On TV tonight, we have Monday Night Football, the Seahawks and the Falcons. We have Dancing with the Stars. And is anybody still watching that?
No.
You're not, Jason. I'm just saying. All right. No. And The
It'll
Voice.
It'll be over tomorrow night.
Yeah. The Voice is also on tonight. The top 12 perform live. And that's the latest dirt. You can find more at mytalk1071.com.
Thanks for letting everyone know.
Dirt Alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended Dirt Alerts at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20.
Maybe come back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything cucumbers in the refrigerator. I'm Jace with Lex. And Dawn
McClain. Looking forward to that?
I don't know. I think. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It really is me. I got a funny message just now from one of our dedicated My Talkers, a sweet guy named Alex. He goes, "Is that you?" He goes, "I can't even really tell it's you." Yeah. I told Lex and Dawn, I think I'm going backwards. It's now like my sickness is now like in my voice and I've coughed so much last night. I moved in another room because I didn't want to keep calling up. So now my throat is just raw. And I think it's the end, like I said on Friday. And everyone that's emailed me said that when you get these colds or flus or I don't even know what this is. I think I was bitten by a radioactive monkey. I don't know. Seriously, Lex, I think.
Yeah, you got to go to the doctor.
Yeah, because I don't know what this is.
I didn't go last week, Jace.
Lex, are you? Come on, I'm a dude.
Know, yeah.
I mean, I really
it's
am a dude.
Medicine,
I know.
What's going on?
I know. Lexus, by the way, is going to the doctor today.
Yep.
She bit into a, she bit into a piece of metal last week and knocked half of her teeth out. So she's going in to get grills today.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So while you're doing that, I'll go in and check out. But yeah, I think I was bitten by a radioactive monkey.
Oh no!
Because I was sick, and then like the next day, when I made the decision to come back, it was a false sense of wellness.
Yes.
So then you know how that is, Lex?
I was on Vicodin, and I was like, I'm good. And then...
Well, no, but seriously, I was like, I woke up that day after I was sick, and I was like, you know what?
I could do this.
I'm feeling decent. I should go back to work. Well, and, you know, and B. Arthur, that comforting soul, the Demogorgon, she goes, I can't even do my imitation of her voice today. She's like, I told you should have stayed home. And I knew I should have, but I do this every time, Lex. Do this every single time. Yep. I come back too early.
Yep.
And then it prolongs it, and I regress. And now I sound like I have a toad in my mouth.
Oh.
I sound like B. Arthur now. Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly what B. Arthur sounds like.
Oh.
This is what she sounds like. But anyway, so yeah, I think while you're at the dentist getting your grill.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
all checked out. Yep.
Yeah, your grill. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go... Are you getting a silver grill?
No, I'm going to go rose gold, actually.
Oh. Rose gold.
Yeah, it's kind of having a moment right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In the crafting world, at least.
But what happens, though, Lex, is are you going to get a removable grill?
Yeah,
Because, you know, you just said it's having a moment.
Yeah.
That moment could end quickly.
Yeah, it could be a moment like this, and then this turns to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hear you.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah, I don't want them permanently on there. That could, cleaning under there and stuff. I don't know. Yeah, no.
Yeah. I get it, girl.
You should switch them out to, like, match with your stirrup pants, whatever you have on for the day, like green.
You still thinking of bringing stirrup pants?
They're back, Chase.
I know, but are you really going to do that? Are you really going to bring back? Are you going to wear stirrup pants?
Absolutely, positively.
Alex.
Yes, I am.
Last week, Alexis
made this.
Who told us, Dawn? Who told us that stirrup pants are back?
Donna
Valentine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're back, people. They're back.
Yeah.
It used to drive my mom crazy when people would wear... The stirrup pants without boots
with
like pumps, so you could see the strap, and my mom would just get incensed. She was like, "That's not how you wear it. You're not supposed to see the strap. You should wear them with, But you know how
it's
it is.
Perfect. There's, with boots. That's why I want them.
Yeah,
okay. You're not going to know that they're stirrup pants.
Stirrup pants. Yeah,
I tell you, which will be my secret.
No, you'll tell us.
No, oh my God, a
no,
secret.
You'll tell us.
This is my secret.
Secret stirrup pants.
Yeah, Dawn, she'll come
the
in.
The minute she walks in, she'll be like, I'm wearing stirrup pants. Look at the stirrup. Look at the strap.
Stirrup pants.
Look, they're staying down.
They're staying down.
Do you have a problem with your pants riding up to
no,
where you need to?
Okay. I just don't like the bulkiness of a
question
sock.
Of the day.
The sock and the hem of the pants. It's just too much.
It's too much
sensitivity
Lex for you.
To it, yeah.
Too
My
much
ankles
Lex.
Are just like, no!
Yeah, I get it.
Why
girl.
Don't you have a stirrup?
I get it. Well, let us know. Don't keep it a secret, Lex.
Oh,
let your, as you say, let
stirrup
your
secret.
Let your stirrup freak flag fly.
All right, deal. Yeah, I will happily raise that flag, just like my love for bodysuits. That's back too, thank goodness.
Bodysuits are back?
Yes.
I didn't even know they ever left.
They hide the granny panty. Yeah,
I
haven't seen them for a while.
Oh.
So a lot of the 90s style is coming back, whether it's flannel or...
Oh.
Dawn is making stinky face right now.
Thinking about a bodysuit and how the snaps on the crotch. I just don't like that. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's come on. I don't like this
you
feeling.
You get your size. You don't get it, tight.
By the way, Lex, do you have the forecast right there? We have to.
We have
to do our granny panty forecast.
Let's see what Ken Barlow says here.
Yeah, we can't afford to have Ken live anymore. He raised his rates, so we can't have him anymore.
Yeah,
so
he is busy.
He's very
over
busy,
there.
Very expensive now. So we do our own granny panty forecast.
Ooh, it's 28 degrees right now. It feels like 22.
So how many granny panties?
Ooh, I think we should go with the three granny panty day.
Mm. Okay.
Three granny panties.
There we go. It's a three granny panty
agree?
Day. Well, yeah, three layers. Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
you don't want to do four yet. That'll be like whenever it's 9 degrees, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then single
five
digits
will be like negative.
Yeah, because right. this is what four sounds like.
Four granny panties.
I've got a cold feeling.
Yeah, that's single digits for sure.
It's too cold. Yeah, that's not what it is right now.
Oh, Ken also says today's going to be the warmest here in 25 days.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, so three is good, Lex. Three is good.
Great.
Wow. When we come back, it's our we're returning it on Mondays. Alexis has a delightful and probably scary animal story when we return.
Gets better.
Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. Don't be frightened. I'm just a little, this is about the volume that I have today. So, but I'm thrilled to be here. You know how Facebook, Lex, you know how Facebook pops up pictures and shows you memories of like, you know,
back in the day,
your ex boyfriend.
Yeah, on this day 7 years ago. And on this day, you know, whatever years ago.
Yeah.
So they just popped up a picture today, Lex.
Yes.
So you and I were together 8 years ago today.
Oh. What were we doing?
You'll remember this and you will bust out laughing the moment I say this. You were at my house in the Plymouth when I lived in Plymouth. I had a townhouse in Plymouth. And you and our friend Nun, whose real name is Lynn Blankenship, but we call her Nun because she was in a convent but ran away in the middle of the night down a rope of sheets. But it was you and Nun.
Knots.
Yeah. Yes. Sturdy knots. I got to add that to the story, Lex. I like that.
Yeah.
So you and Nun, you guys came over to my home and we played Beatles Rock Band.
Do you remember
that, Lex?
Yes. And we were playing with people remotely.
Yeah, that... We sucked. I mean, we were horrible.
We were so bad that they ditched us mid-song.
Oh my gosh.
They were like, we're out, bye.
We're out. Oh. That's how bad we were. Yep. We were so horrible.
One of us was singing. One of us was doing the guitar. Were you drumming?
No. The picture that I'm looking at now, Lex, you're sitting there and you're on the drums and you look like you were concentrating so hard. It is the funniest picture. You're like, okay, I'm doing this, and your drumsticks are in the air, and you're like, I'm going to do this.
Aww.
I mean, your face is of pure determination. But yeah, Beatles Rock Band, that's what we were doing.
Do people still play that, Rock Band?
No, I don't think so.
No?
But that's where we were, Lex, 8 years
really
ago.
Fun.
That was a fun night. Oh, we laughed so hard because, Dawn, we're not kidding. We would start playing with somebody.
Yeah.
And we were so horrible, they would ditch out. They were like, no. Some 12-year-old we were playing with in Ohio.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh. Yeah.
They would shame us, and then they would leave. And Nun's like, Nun was like, oh, my goodness, we're playing live with people around the world? We're like, yes. And then they would shame us. Yeah, anyway. 7:21 on Mondays now at 7:20, we have brought back one of your favorite segments, and that is...
Live at the Animal News Desk. My Talk's Alexis Thompson.
That's right.
What do we have today, Lex?
I have a story of best friends, battle buddies, lifesavers. And it wasn't always an easy road for these two.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you about the human first. He's Sergeant Craig Grossi. He's 34 now. He's a former Marine, served in Afghanistan in 2010. He was there for about 8 months. And about 5 weeks in, he was, for the first 4 weeks, all he heard was gunshots. It was a very scary part of Afghanistan. And a little over a month there, he kept seeing this dog.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he saw villagers carrying everything that they could on their backs and running. So it was just a very scary time. So to see a dog just kind of running around for a good week, he saw him. And he thought, oh, well, that's a sweet dog. I'm going to try to at least befriend him. So he took some beef jerky, which, I mean, I think that would help any of us, right? But got a piece of beef jerky, went up to the dog, and as he got closer, you know, from a distance, you know, he just looked like a happy, healthy dog. But no, he had a bunch of things wrong with him. He was covered in bugs. He was very uncomfortable. His fur was all matted. Hmm. And for a second,
Does this get better, Alex?
Grassi said, don't worry, this does get better. Yes, because now he's a happy, happy boy.
Dawn, but it gets better.
This is a downtime for sure. But then it got better for him immediately because he got the beef jerky. But also the fact that when Grassi approached him, he thought, well, this dog's going to get aggressive. But he showed him the beef jerky and he took it. And he was surprised that Fred, which later he named him Fred, was wagging his tail. So he's like, okay, this is great. I've made a friend here beyond the human friendship, right?
Yeah.
So then for the next few weeks, he followed him around everywhere he went. And one of his former Marine buddies says, well, it looks like you found a friend. And he heard it wrong. He heard, looks like you found Fred. So then he named him Fred. That's how he got the name. So about 3 weeks into their friendship, he thought, this dog is way too cool to leave in Afghanistan. So he was trying to find a way to get him to the back to the United States.
Uh-huh.
So he says this is his shady plan that he did. And it was kind of shady because his sister sent him some forms.
Yeah.
And he forged them to get the dog back get the dog to the United States to get him on the next flight.
Forged what? Is the dog's signature? What?
He forged the dog's signature. Okay. Exactly. Yep.
He grabbed
a little
the paw
print. Yeah. Yep.
He grabbed
little,
the paw dog.
Said,
so
I want to go to the U.S.
Boom. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Well, he basically had to say this was his dog and that, you know, because he was deployed in Afghanistan, he brought the dog with him and now the dog needs to go back. So, which, you know, isn't true. But he also had some human accomplices to help, including a British veterinarian who was at the base there who signed off on the papers. And so basically what happened was to get the dog to the base, he told the dog, hey, follow me to this helicopter. I know it's going to be very scary. There's loud noises. But if you follow me, I will help you.
Oh, my God.
And the dog, he said, the dog pretty much was like, yes. And a big part of him said, I don't want the dog to follow me because then I have to deal with the dog, but I love this dog. So he runs to the helicopter. He jumps inside. He has a duffel bag. And right at his heels, there is Fred following him. Fred doesn't bark, isn't scared, jumps into the duffel bag, and he zips him up in the duffel bag.
Oh, my God.
They take a helicopter ride to the base, which is Camp what is it? Oh, it's Camp Leatherneck, which is in Afghanistan. And that's where he meets the British veterinarian who helps him with the paperwork. And he doesn't know what's going to happen. So he sends Fred off to the United States and just hopes and prays that he's okay because he had to get back to the battlefield. He was a month back on the battlefield and suffered a concussion because he was hit. This is the man again. He was hit by a rocket blast.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a brain injury. But it does get better for him because
he does remember the dog now.
He does remember the dog. Okay, he remembers what happened.
Okay.
He recovered for about a month and then went back on the battlefield yet again. Wasn't even sure if his family got the dog or what's going to happen. So about 7 months later, he is able to go back to the United States and he finishes 8 months. Yeah. He goes back to his house where he had sent the dog to his dad's home, and they had the best reunion ever. The dog, he said he's never heard a dog gasp for air before, and Fred did it.
Oh.
And now they're best of friends. In fact, Grassi saved Fred the first time, and now Fred is saving Grassi because once he was out of the military, he was working at a horrible job he hated, and the dog was always there to brighten up his day, and then he wrote about a story, and now, guys, they have a book. They're touring, and you can read all about it. It's called Craig and Fred, a Marine, a Stray Dog, and How They Rescued Each Other.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right? Got better for both of them.
It did.
It's a classic story of who rescued who.
Yeah. I was very worried.
Yeah.
I thought the dog was going to be hit on the battlefield or something.
Me too. Yeah. I know, Dawn, and I was not prepared for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to find one. There were some pretty dire animal stories out there, but this one, there's a little roller coaster that we go on, but it does get better.
It does get better, everybody.
Yeah.
Never forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Usually with Alexis's animal stories, it usually gets better.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, we try to warn you in advance.
Yeah, that is so true.
It is 7:27. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay with us, everybody.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
4 R's, my friend. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Rihanna.
Entertainment.
This is going viral in a big way.
This is the My Talk Now Trending Report.
What's this? What's the latest?
Megan Newquist from 5 Eyewitness News is here. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Everyone, of course, is talking about the AMAs overnight. Yes. Christina Aguilera's tribute to Whitney Houston, Pink's high-flying performance, Selena Gomez coming back after her kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. A lot of people. What did you think of the opening costume dress thing that...
Loved it!
Did you?
Tracee Ellis Ross, I love her fashion. She could do no wrong.
I thought it was definitely like a showstopper.
She looked like a copper ornament.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
great. She looked like her mother.
Tree topper.
I mean, her mother, you know, had those big... I mean, was known for almost like the Bob Mackie style of these giant... kind of accents to dresses and shawls and wraps and stuff. I thought it was fantastic. I think it was almost an homage to her mother.
She made
personally.
Me, I thought of a pharaoh.
Oh, yeah. Mm,
like kind of that like gold, oh, yeah. like statue,
metallic.
Like, yeah, metallic and presence and, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We like that gold's coming back. Yeah, I agree.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed her. I thought she was delightful.
All right, so that it was the big story overnight. Also, a cult leader, Charles Manson, dead at the age of 83. He died at a Kern County hospital, which is in California, overnight. Jeffrey, do you want to say something?
I always think of him. Diane Sawyer was on Oprah Winfrey like in 96, 97, and she was telling the story of how she interviewed Manson, and the entire time he would never refer to her by anything other than woman. He would just look at her and he would be like, that's right, woman. And Diane just like laughed. She was just like, it was just the craziest thing. You just, what are you doing, woman? What's that kind of question, woman? And I was like, oh, so every time I hear him, every time I saw his face, I thought of Diane Sawyer. Yeah. Oh, gross.
David Cassidy in critical condition with an organ failure. So people are watching that very, very closely. Georgia Dome was imploded this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you all see that?
I just saw the video.
Twitter?
That's funny that you said that. I'm watching the video right now.
Yeah, it happened at 7:30 Eastern time, so 6:30 our time. The video of it being imploded, it was pretty awesome. It stood there for 25 years. They used 5 tons of explosives.
Oh.
They already have built the replacement stadium right next door. It's a $1.6 billion Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Ooh.
So,
yeah, it's a beautiful stadium.
That is no more. Al Franken edited out of a PBS special that airs tonight. David Letterman, Mark Twain's prize special is airing. And I think that there was a part with Franken in it, and he's been cut out of that completely. The only part where he appears, I understand, to be the very, very end when everyone kind of gets together on stage. Mm.
Well, wow. And what's interesting is Mr. Franken is... one of Letterman's guests for his Netflix show.
Mm.
So I wonder how, I wonder if they're going to redo that. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, Franken's Franken hasn't spoken since all of this happened 4 days ago, but a spokesperson for him said this weekend that he has no plans to resign.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And Leanne Tweeden is saying, listen, he apologized and I accept his apology and it's not up to me to call for his resignation or to decide all of this. This is up to, the people of Minnesota.
I don't want to get into politics, but I read, I think she wrote it in the Washington Post, and I can't remember who she was. She was like, look, I'm going to come right out and say it. I'm a Democrat. She goes, I do like Franken. She goes, I do not like what he did. I think it's disgusting. There's no excuse. But her kind of compromise was, she goes, I don't want him to resign. I want him to finish out his term, but then make a commitment that he won't run again in 2018. And then if he really means it, if he really means that he is an advocate for women, he goes, finish your term and then put all of your weight behind supporting a female candidate to take your place. And I mean, there's more to it than that, but it was a thought-provoking article by this woman. And I thought it was a good compromise of, I don't know. It was interesting. I'll try to find the link so we can put it on our show page. So I just thought that was maybe an interesting way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. I don't know. Yeah. Is that it? Thank you, Megan. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. You sound awful, dude. I wish I could bring you some hot tea.
Yeah,
I know.
With lemon.
I know. Oh. It's it's progressively getting worse.
I am.
So
I don't mean to keep you talking, but I had it this weekend, and my husband made me. I think it's. I don't know what it is. It's apple cider. And rum.
Ooh.
Is that a hot buttered rum? Is that what that's called?
Sounds.
I think so.
Apple cider rum with a little bit of butter. And I just sipped on that as I watched a little Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice.
Watching it for a second time, Lex, because there's so much you missed the first time around.
If I could bring you
one of those, Jason, I would. Get better,
Thank
my
you,
friend.
Sweetie, I appreciate
Hot
it.
Buttered
I'm
apple
try.
Cider with rum.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So good. I highly recommend. It'll clear you. It'll ail you. I feel much better, Jason.
Okay, I'm going to do that tonight. I'll do anything. I'm going to do anything. So,
all right, you. Bye.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thanks, Megan.
There's Megan Newquist from Five Eyewitness News. You can watch Megan in the Game weekday morning starting at 4:30. It is 7:36, everybody. The AMAs, you heard Megan mention it. Let's deep dive a little bit into that. Highlight, one of the highlights for me was Pink. I mean, seriously, people.
Unbelievable.
She was hanging from a hotel.
Yeah.
She was hanging
and twirling and aerial dancing.
Yeah. I
mean, and singing.
And sounded amazing doing it.
Yes.
And as you're going to hear a little bit later, there were people just standing on stage that didn't even sound good.
Yeah.
But so here's Pink hanging from the JW Marriott singing Beautiful Trauma. I mean, how great does she sound?
Oh, wow.
And she's hanging
sideways,
from a
upside
hotel.
Down, flipping around. Yeah.
She's Cirque du Soleil and she sounds amazing.
Oh, man. That was definitely the highlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
7:38. How about Christina Aguilera?
Oh, now that was the flip side. And this pains me to even say this, guys, because she is an amazing talent. Her voice is incredible. Last night was not her night. And I would also argue that anyone singing Whitney Houston, not a good idea, because she is just the best vocalist of all time. So, especially Bodyguard singing I Will Always Love You. Now, it started off okay, but there were a few notes after that that she just did not hit. And you could tell she was in her thoughts. She wasn't feeling the moment. I'm Every Woman they closed out with, and the choir came out, and then it got better. But otherwise, I was cringing.
Yeah, here's a little bit of it, and we'll judge more on the other side. That's all right. You know why that was all right? Because she really wasn't singing.
And the choir came out.
Yeah, the choir was singing. It was just, it wasn't her best performance. Now, Dawn, you heard it differently.
I liked it. I liked the way she looked. I liked the performance. There are some times when she gets a little bit too much with her vocal gymnastics, all of her running up and down the stairs. So sometimes it's just better to just hold those notes and sing them out. So there were a couple places that I didn't like, but overall, I did like it. I'm probably the only one.
No, I was looking.
Yeah, no.
I was looking at, I'm trying to take a little break from social media, but I looked just for the sake of the story. And there were a lot of people that did like it. If I'm just being honest, though, I and this was my reaction, I was distracted by her appearance.
Yeah. That too.
And I don't say that being snarky or to do a joke, or I don't know what it was. I couldn't figure it out, but she just looked different to me. And I don't know if she's had some injectables in her lips or something, but she just didn't look quite the same. And I didn't know what it was. So I was so distracted by that that it pulled me out of enjoying the performance.
Yeah, me too.
It is 7:41, but that wasn't the only thing on this weekend. A really cool moment with Jon Stewart. You know, Jon had a Night of Too Many Stars on HBO, and there was a really beautiful moment in the live event that just proved what a pro Jon Stewart is. We'll talk about that when we come back. Welcome back, everybody. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. I'm Jace, Lex, and producer Dawn. Thanks for being here. Over the weekend, Jon Stewart hosted A Night of Too Many Stars. He's done this before on different networks. He had 1 year on NBC, a couple years on Comedy Central. And this year, because he has a new deal with HBO, he did it on HBO. And this telethon was benefiting a wonderful foundation, I believe, started by the, you know, Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. The man behind Triumph has a son with autism. And this benefit, the money goes to this foundation. So there is a moment in it, and it's very long audio-wise. So, and plus there's some cussing. So I'll just describe it, because other than the wonderful money raised, the headline coming out of it was a really sweet moment. Here's the headline from uprocks.com. It says, Jon Stewart beautifully handles a segment that didn't go as planned. So there was they introduced you to this woman named Carly Fleischman. And Carly was pursuing her dream. She is an autistic woman who can't speak, but she wants to pursue her dream of becoming what she calls the, quote, first ever nonverbal celebrity talk show host. So you got to meet Carly, and Carly was so funny and so talented, and her story just, I mean, it broke you in two. I mean, it was just wonderful. So when the story got over, they had Carly sitting at a desk with a microphone, kind of like an old, you know, like a late night desk. And unfortunately, there was confetti. So what was supposed to happen was, and again, this was live.
Mm-hmm.
Carly was supposed to come out immediately and start interviewing Stephen Colbert.
Mm.
Well, Stephen was sitting in the guest chair, and Carly became distracted by gold confetti that was on the stage that she didn't know was going to be there. So that distracted her because of her OCD, and she proceeded to get up from the desk and kind of walk around. And I will tell you, and again, there's some cuss words, so I can't really play it, but Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert handled that moment with such grace and handled it so beautifully. And Jon made fun of himself, because as the producer, he was like, who is the blank that decided to shoot, you know, gold confetti moments before our guest came out? And he's like, oh, I know who it was. It was me.
Aww.
You know, and the crowd laughed. And so he turned it on himself. And then Colbert, a little bit later, was in the audience with Carly and invited Carly on his show to be a guest whenever she wanted. Wow. So she can get her chance to do what she was supposed to do on that telecast. It was just a really pretty moment. It was just very, very sweet. So look her up. She's on Twitter. Just look up Carly's Voice. Carly's Voice with a YS, Carly's Voice. It was a really, really cool moment.
Oh, how cool. That was the Night of Too Many Stars that was going on, right? And remember Louis C.K., he was dropped instantly from that. They didn't even mention that at all, which is smart. But
no.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Wow.
No, she not even. No, there. No. I mean, there was enough. There was enough people to cover it. So, no, there was not a. I don't even think there was a joke about it. It was just they moved on, and I mean, everybody else was there. Jon Stewart and Samantha Bee taped a piece, and like I said, Colbert was there, and John Oliver came out and did
Crystal
a little bit
too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was everybody was there, and they raised a lot of money, and it was like I said, Robert Smigel. Is the gentleman, I couldn't think of his name
there
earlier.
There you go, yes.
Who
yes.
was a writer on Conan and behind Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. He and his wife have a son that has autism, so a child with autism. I want to make sure I get, it means a lot to me. I want to make sure I get the terminology right because I was corrected a few years ago and I really appreciate it. And I believe the correct terminology is a young man with autism. I think that's the way that
human
the
first.
Autism community, yeah, would like us to say it. So, Lex, 752.
Yes.
You have speaking of wonderful children.
Yes, my nephew was in the paper, guys.
Really?
Yeah, our local paper. Pretty funny. They're going around talking to 7-year-olds in first grade, of course, what they're thankful for.
Mm.
And here's my nephew's quote. He says, I am thankful for my pet lizard because he is scary.
Oh, okay.
Guys, he doesn't have a pet lizard.
Oh
my God.
He does not have a lizard.
Oh my God.
What is he talking about?
Oh, who is your Lex, who is your nephew talking about?
No idea. And he said, and when his mom asked, wait, why did you say you have a pet? We have a pet lizard. We don't have a lizard. He goes, I don't know. That just came to me. I don't know. This is the same kid that over the weekend we had them over for a sleepover. They helped put our Christmas stuff up and just really fun. He pulled a toy away from his sister, who's 3. He's 7.
Uh-huh.
And we asked, well, why is she so upset right now? And instead of going, well, because I just took the toy away from her, he goes, well, I think it's because she has a man bun.
And what? I'm like,
he has a great imagination. This kid. Oh my gosh.
So funny.
She has a man bun.
The stuff he said, or any kids, but.
And you were like, I can't laugh.
No, exactly. And then I turned my face and I walked toward my bedroom.
Right.
And I just sort of cracked, silently cracking up because I just thought, this kid. Oh, man. And then at night, the way we separated it out, I was with the two little ones sleeping, and Uncle Angel was with the older two, who are 7 and 5. And they said, okay, Uncle, please tell us a good night story.
Yeah.
And so he's, you know, he always makes up stories. And so he made up this story about a kid who keeps getting sent to the principal's office. Because, oldest one kind of has that issue. And Uncle Angel did too. So he was talking about ways to not be sent to the principal's office.
Seriously.
In a story form. Oh man.
Angel.
Yeah.
When I was in first grade, I won a young authors contest. So
I wrote,
I don't even remember what the story was, but they had me on the radio.
Yeah.
On our, just our NPR local station. And my parents were with me and they were interviewing me about writing a book. And they were like, oh, do you have any pets? And I'm like, yeah, I have a pet pig. Well, I did not have a pet pig. I did not.
Thing.
And I just told this whole story about this pig I had. And my parents were sitting there going, oh, this is interesting.
We don't have a pig.
I really wanted one.
Yeah.
Maybe I was just putting that out into the universe. So maybe he really just wants a lizard.
Yeah. My brother suggested, my other brother, not his dad brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's get him a lizard. My brother, no, we're not doing that.
Oh,
that is so cute.
Maybe it's an imaginary lizard friend. That's what I thought of.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe
that
he's
could
seeing.
Be possible.
Maybe he's
scary.
Seeing the lizard. Yeah. Maybe he's seeing. Children see things, man. Remember Haley Joel Osment?
I mean, I'm just saying. They do before they're 7, especially. Oh,
I'm just gonna say. I mean,
maybe
they
it's
see
like
things.
The Exorcist.
Yeah.
No, guys, no. Oh,
sorry.
But hey, to have a secret friend or to have a.
I see dead people.
Oh my gosh, that scared me. To have an imaginary pet lizard? Okay.
Hey, Stranger Things.
That's true.
7:55. Alexis is going to tell you what you should know before going shopping on Black Friday. What the people that have to work Black Friday want us to know. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's a beautiful day.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Rock flag and eagle.
Entertainment.